guide the industry that you're best suited for, the type of business. Are you product? Are you service? Are you B2B? Are you B2C? Are you high price, low cost? Are you someone who's going to build a 10-person company? Are you someone who's going to build a 10,000-person company? Every entrepreneur is not cut out to build every business. And so there's a genetic encoding you have. There's something you're drawn to. There's something you're built for. And this kind of helps you chisel away. You are a block of marble, and I'm helping you see the sculpture that you are inside of that block of marble and chip away all the superfluous material so you clearly know what you're built for. The world is preaching and teaching billion-dollar tech unicorns is what, you know, it's the ultimate destination for an entrepreneur, and it's just not true.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the ROI Online Podcast, where we believe you, the courageous entrepreneurs of our day, are the invisible heroes of our economy. You not only improve our world with your ideas, your grit, and your passion, but you make our world better. I'm Steve Brown, and this is the place where we have great conversations with winners just like you while we laugh and learn together. Gino Wickman, welcome to the ROI Online Podcast.
Thank you, Steve. I'm thrilled to be here and look forward to helping some people today.
So I'm excited because I have a little story that happens to be about your book and where the idea for my book. Mm-hmm. And I'm like you. I believe the invisible heroes of our economy are the entrepreneurs, those people that risk everything, their future, their family's future, on some hope that they're going to create a business that provides us these services that change our lives and actually, in aggregate, employ all these people in the workforce. And they're so important. So I'm on a plane and I'm flying to San Francisco to go to a Google conference, a Google Next conference. And I'm reading one of your books, and you can see right here on my shelf, they're there. They've been that way for a while. But I'm reading what the heck is EOS, right? And EOS is, for those that don't know, which are not that many people, EOS is the Entrepreneurial Operating System. And it's a beautiful book that you wrote to help empower an organization to share with their team, this is what we're implementing. And I was marveling at how simple it was, but I was hit with this epiphany that I had a version of the entrepreneurial business marketing and sales system. And that was the confirmation that I got of what my book should be about and what I should do. I just wasn't calling it that. So Gino, thank you for helping me work through that. Yeah, that challenge.
Yeah, my pleasure. That makes my day and music to my ears. So happy that that inspired you.
So your book, Entrepreneurial Leap, I have it right here. So this book, your mission is to help a million entrepreneurs figure out whether this gig is what they should be doing or not. And I love it. But here's the thing. It's so sexy. Every Instagram post that we see is telling us you need to be an entrepreneur because it's what everybody's doing. It's sexy. And you just work hard enough, you can make it happen. But that's not really the truth.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is not. And so I've got bad news. And the bad news is only 4% of us are entrepreneurs, true entrepreneurs. And so I say that to start with because, you know, this passion project and this book that I wrote is designed to find all of the true entrepreneurs in the world and show them the life that they were born to live and provide them that freedom. And I say the bad news is, you know, the subtitle of the book is, Do You Have What It Takes to Become an Entrepreneur? And you said it, there's so much hype and media and promotion about becoming an entrepreneur and be an entrepreneur. In the 70s and 80s, everybody wanted to be a rock star, you know, and now everybody wants to be an entrepreneur, and it's dangerous because everybody shouldn't be an entrepreneur. 4%, I said. Here's the reality. Most entrepreneurs die broke. Okay. It is a tough life. The risk is high. The odds are slim. And it's not for everybody. It's borderline crazy becoming an entrepreneur. but I wouldn't trade it for anything. Mm-hmm. And what I believe as a true entrepreneur has six essential traits, and we can get into those later, but you're born with them or you're not, and you either have them or you don't. And so entrepreneurship is not this pinnacle, this ultimate destination, the only career choice in life. It's one of a thousand, and not everyone's cut out for it. And it's not as glamorous as everyone thinks. So for the crazy ones that are, I'm showing them a path to become very successful. And for the ones that aren't, I'm providing them clarity and saving them 10 years of hell, because there's some other purpose for you that's going to be amazing. And this may not be it.
I love it. You have some great stories in your book. But, you know, in chapter one, I wanted to, so that these are questions that I get. So I want, you know, I'm looking for your answers. But what are the essential characteristics of an entrepreneur? It seems like it'd be obvious. I'm a risk taker, but there's several more.
Yeah. So I actually call them essential traits, but characteristics, traits, potato, potato. I actually do a riff in one of the chapters in the book about all of the characteristics. So I believe there's, you know, 20 or 30 characteristics, but there are six essential traits. And like I said, I believe you're born with these. I don't believe they can be taught. And listen, I hope I'm wrong. Hopefully they can be taught, because then we'll have even more entrepreneurs. But let's pretend I'm right and that you're born with them. I'm going to share them with you right now. And what I love for your listener to do is to just do a checkup on themselves. Do they have all six of these things? And so these are the six essential traits. They are visionary, passionate, problem solver, driven, risk taker, and responsible. And so those are the six.
Responsible. That seems like, what do you mean by responsible?
I love it. That's always my favorite one to talk about, because that one makes the point the best, that you're born with these and they can't be taught. So responsible, this trait is a person who blames no one. There are two types of people in the world. And so there's people that when something goes wrong, they blame everyone else. Mm-hmm. And then there's another type of person that looks to themselves, blames themselves, takes responsibility. They look into the mirror when something goes wrong. They're willing to take and run with the ball. They don't believe in entitlement. And so two things. One is, I heard this described best as to a person who takes responsibility and is responsible. If it's an entrepreneur who owns a building, if their building gets hit with a meteor, they believe that's their fault. They chose the building. They built the building. They chose to move there. They are responsible, where the rest of the world blames everyone else for that happening or blames other things. And the second point is, here's how I know you're born with it. You know, let's pick a family of four children, okay? And so now those of you out there listening, think about your siblings and brothers and sisters and people you know in the world. Well, if you think about each one of them, when something goes wrong for them, you can put them in one of two camps. They either take total responsibility or they blame everyone else. Well, how is it that in a family of four, and so again, think about your family, whatever the number of siblings, some take responsibility and some don't. Same parents, same upbringing, same everything. Why is it so different? And so to me, it's because you're either born with this responsible trait or you're not.
Yeah, that's tough. And so these are questions that you have to ask yourself and be really honest about, because being an entrepreneur is really a serious gig. You have people's, their jobs are depending upon you. And if you just decide one day, this is just too hard, I don't want to do this anymore, it's SOL for them.
You got it. And you know, I'm so passionate about this. Again, it's a cautionary tale. I'm trying to make sure you have them so you can become an entrepreneur, or you don't, so to save you those 10 years of hell. So I actually created an assessment that you can take online at the website at e-leap.com. It's free in 10 minutes. If you score 90 or higher, odds are you possess these six essential traits. Anything lower, you may be missing some. And again, it's just my caution to you that maybe you shouldn't take the leap. At the end of the day, it's a decision that you have to make for yourself.
So, Gina, why do you say that entrepreneurs are born, not made?
Well, again, it goes back to these six essential traits. I believe you are born with these traits. You know, it's in your makeup. It's in your genes. And so we could go through each one, and it would take us 30 minutes to go deep into each one, just like I explained responsible. But when you think about the visionary trait as an example, again, we can pick any one of them. People that are visionary, have this incredible ability to connect the dots. They put things together. They just see things in a way that others don't. They're literally able to see around corners. And then there's some people that just don't, and it's okay. And you're never going to learn that. It is truly a gift that you are born with. And so that's just another example. And I could keep going with all six, but you just, you know, my experience is you don't learn these things.
The frustration with seeing the things that others is like, it's hard on you. And you're going, well, I don't understand why you guys are pushing back or why you're asking all these stupid questions, because can't you see it's going to happen? But it's hard for them. And it feels like they're being critical or not believing you.
Yeah. And it's a blessing and a curse. It is a strength and a weakness, because people with this visionary trait, you know, they typically have ADD, they're hyperactive, lots of ideas, their brains are always going. And so they're distracted. They're seeing things, they're trying to focus. It's one of the biggest entrepreneurial challenges is to not get distracted by all the shiny stuff and all the opportunities that you see in the world, because success comes from picking one thing, focusing and executing that well. And so it's as much a blessing as it is a curse.
The discussion about passion in that chapter really resonated with me. And I love the line in there. It's like, your passion is what's going to give you this energy to plow through when it feels like you're losing, when you're failing, and you're still going to stick to it.
You bet. And I always talk about, you know, it's passion. I believe it's the number one reason entrepreneurs succeed, because having deep passion for something is the only reason you're going to get up every time you get knocked down. And being an entrepreneur and building a business, you get knocked down constantly. And it's borderline insanity to keep getting up and trying to create this thing that you're creating. But that's what we do. We're relentless in wanting to pursue that passion.
We talk about the strengths of an entrepreneur, but there's also these weaknesses. So let's talk a little bit about what are those that it seems sexy that I'm an entrepreneur, but there's a flip side of that, that there's a lot of baggage that comes with that.
Yeah. And so with that, you know, we're glamorizing all of these wonderful traits, but every one of these traits has an equal downside. And I do a riff in the book and I share all of these downsides. So there are probably 20 of them, but I'm going to give you some high level ones, mm-hmm. because as I already mentioned, you know, a true entrepreneur almost always has ADD or ADHD. And I believe it's a gift, but it is challenging because you're always so distracted. A lot of them have OCD. A lot of them have dyslexia. And with this challenge, though, with this driven trait, you're sometimes very dominant. You're off-putting to people around you. You're intimidating to people around you because you're so freaking intense and people just want you to like back off, slow down, calm down. And so that comes off as off-putting. You know, a true entrepreneur, ironically, people are surprised by this, but they're actually not great at finances and bookkeeping and the P&L. I still can't read a P&L on a financial statement. I've been doing this for 30 years. They're great at making money. That's not what we're talking about. It's the keeping the money that they're challenged with. And as I mentioned earlier, most entrepreneurs die broke because it's a weakness. And I could keep going, but those are some of the high level ones.
Yeah, that's the keeping an eye on the numbers. And then they're always justifying that this new thing is going to be the next upgrade, the next level, and it puts you at risk. Every time you do that, you're putting yourself at risk. And yet that's what you don't mind, putting things at risk.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, and I can't help but now all of a sudden my mind's racing because, you know, they're not great at managing people. They're not great at holding people accountable. They're not great with details. It's not all great, man. It's not all great, but I wouldn't trade it for anything.
When you're in this decisions stage, like you're deciding, am I an entrepreneur? Those around you that love you, they're going to point those negative things out to you, which make you feel like, oh, I could be making a big mistake. You're almost never in a position of confidence because everyone around you is seeing all the things from their perspective, which is generally non-entrepreneurial.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I talk about Danielle Kennedy's quote that is, we teach what we needed the most. And so the reason I created Entrepreneur Leap and the reason for this passion project to impact a million entrepreneurs in the making over the next 10 years is because of my 18-year-old self. When I was 18 as an entrepreneur in the making, I didn't know I was an entrepreneur back then. So I was this mislabeled, derelict, insecure kid, confused because I was so different from everybody else. I didn't get what I was. And that's so challenging. And it makes me think of, you know, the entrepreneur in the making, you know, the 13-year-old kid, be it a boy or a girl, in a family of, you know, whatever it is, doctors, teachers, whatever, but a non-entrepreneurial family, that poor kid is an alien. That poor kid is on Mars and they just feel so out of place. And so, yes, absolutely, you can and do feel lost. And this book is designed to give hope to both those parents so they know what the heck it is that they have here, and for that kid that realizes, here's what I am and here's why I'm so different than all of these other career choices.
Yeah. So you're listening to, or you're watching, the ROI Online podcast. We're interviewing Gino Wickman. His book is Entrepreneurial Leap. He's written 6 books, sold over 1 million copies, and he didn't sell all of those out of the back of his car. He's sold it by pure hustle. He's built and sold 2 companies. One was, he took over his dad's company, and then his other is Entrepreneurial Operating System. And so we're talking about how you can find out whether you have the chops to be an entrepreneur or not with his new book, Entrepreneurial Leap. So Gino, this passion conversation where we can get tripped up on our passion and maybe it's not our real passion, but is there a passion test that you can take?
Yeah, and I wouldn't call it a passion test. This, I don't know why this topic is so hot, like in this last 30 days. I can't tell you how many people have asked, zeroed in on this question as of late. And so I love it. I'm very passionate about the topic of passion. And so I write an entire chapter on this. And so high level context, the book is written in 3 parts: confirm, glimpse, path. And there's a very important science behind that linear flow, because first we want to confirm whether you are or aren't, and that entrepreneur in the making assessment on the website will help you determine that. Glimpse is to show all the possibilities. Path is to show a path to greatly increase your odds of success. Well, what I write an entire chapter in Path on discovering your passion, because this is so important. And I offer 7 tools to discover your passion. So literally 7 exercises and tools to help you get there. So it's not so much about a test as it is a soul searching journey to find your passion. We all have one. And what's interesting about the way this has been asked as of late is, there's confusion out there because there's talk about how, you know, what if I'm not passionate about my product or service? How can I succeed? And the truth of the matter is, it's not always a passion about the product or service. And I would suggest to you, it's rarely passion about the product or service. And the passion tends to fall in 1 of 4 categories. It's either passion about the end user, the customer, the client, who you're trying to impact. I am passionate about entrepreneurs and impacting their lives and giving them the ideal life. So that's where my passion lies. The second is a passion for the organization you're building. You want to build something great, a culture that's incredible. The third is about innovation and ideas and creativity. And then the fourth is about winning, crushing competitors, being the best, being number one. That's where I find most of the passions lie. So just know that you can build something great. And it doesn't have to be passion for your product. I've got a client that sells light bulbs. They're not entirely passionate about light bulbs, but they're passionate about building an incredible organization. I've got another client, they sell toner cartridges. So they're not passionate about toner cartridges. For them, it's about building an incredible culture that is second to none. And so those are all the different types of passions. So don't feel like it's, you know, let's see. So maybe it needs to be about, you know, window washing. It's not about that. It's something deeper. And your passion typically always stems from a wound or a pain or a past experience or something from your past. That's what's typical. And I give, again, a bunch of exercises to help you discover it.
Hey, I wanted to pause right here and tell you about a book that you need to get today. It's the funniest book on marketing. It's called The Golden Toilet. Stop flushing your marketing budget into your website and build a system that grows your business. And guess who wrote it? That's right. I wrote it. And I wrote it just for you because I want to help you get past the last hurdles of setting up your business and getting it squared away. I wrote it so that you could avoid wasting time, wasting money, wasting frustration. Get the book on Audible. You can get it on Kindle. You can get it on Amazon. But get the book, take advantage of the insights in there, and let me know what you think. And now back to this excellent episode. Yeah, I think that's really important because you think about entrepreneurs getting ready to take the leap, to step out, to hold themselves accountable. But it's like, you don't know where to start necessarily. And you're wondering and you're in this system or this process, the way to think it through can be so empowering.
Mm-hmm. Hear, hear.
So do entrepreneurs need a strategy? It's obviously the answer is going to be yes, but what kind of strategy, Gino?
Yeah. So I don't call it strategy. I call it vision, but potato, potato. Okay. It's all the same. A plan, a vision, a strategy, call it what you want to call it. And I'm going to pull a couple things together that we're talking about, because when I talk about confirm, glimpse, path are the three parts to the book, in each one of those parts of the book, I offer a free tool that's going to help you create crystal clear clarity around what you want to create. And we call it the 1-2-3 roadmap. And so in confirm, it's filling out that assessment. In glimpse, it's filling out something called My Biz Match. Again, each tool is free at the website, e-leap.com. And so My Biz Match is going to help you decide the perfect business for you, the business you're drawn to, the business you're built for, type, size, industry, all of it. And then the third tool is called My Vision Clarifier. And this gets to the answer to your question, because My Vision Clarifier is getting you to think of 8 aspects of your vision and get really clear on those things. Who is your customer? What is your message? What is your pricing structure? What is the 10-year goal? What is the 3-year picture? What is the 1-year plan? And boiling it all the way down to a 90-day actionable plan. And so for me, I call that a vision, not a strategy, but a strategy expert would call that a strategy. But what I teach is that you have to get that vision out of your head on paper and into the heads and minds of others if you're going to build something great. And all of that combined, again, is called 1-2-3 roadmap, in that you can do those three exercises in an hour. If you go to the website, you'll click on the 1-2-3 roadmap button. And out of that, we'll give you a clear plan to start a better startup, as I like to call it.
I didn't have the luxury of having your book when I began my entrepreneurial journey. And I wasted years because there's this thought process of, can I make money doing this? I need to start a business. And so I was looking at it, what can make me money? Not what am I best suited for? So I really enjoyed that section of your book that helped you look at different businesses and start to see the categories and then start to figure out where your best use of your time is.
You're here. And so that's, I really appreciate you saying that, because I'm going to try and articulate the goal, because at the end of the day, the goal is clarity. And the clarity is about, once you realize you have the 6 essential traits, I'm wanting you to understand that you are genetically encoded to build something. And My Biz Match helps you decide the industry that you're best suited for, the type of business. Are you product? Are you service? Are you B2B? Are you B2C? Are you high price, low cost? Are you someone who's going to build a 10-person company? Are you someone who's going to build a 10,000-person company? Every entrepreneur is not cut out to build every business. And so there's a genetic encoding you have. There's something you're drawn to. There's something you're built for. And this kind of helps you chisel away. You are a block of marble, and I'm helping you see the sculpture that you are inside of that block of marble and chip away all the superfluous material so you clearly know what you're built for. The world is preaching and teaching billion-dollar tech unicorns is what, you know, it's the ultimate destination for an entrepreneur. And it's just not true. There's no shame in building a $5 million heating and cooling company with 50 people that makes an impact on that community.
That was one part of the book I really liked, because you're right. Everyone's setting up Steve Jobs. You need to be put a dent in the universe. And that's what everyone thinks they're being programmed. That's what you, the expectation of your entrepreneurial journey is supposed to be, but it's not. That's why I call them invisible heroes, because there's thousands of those that are non-obvious and yet they're successful. And you talk about them in your book.
Yeah. And you know, there's a quote that Jim Collins shares in Good to Great, and it literally gives me chills up my spine. And when I read that book for the first time 20 years ago, I read that quote, and the quote is, "The greatest company in America we will never find, because it's some $10 million company that doesn't want to be known. It's this great little company that doesn't care about the recognition and the accolades. They just care about making an impact in their community." And so when I read that, I said, I want to build that company. And I really believe that I did with EOS Worldwide. And then I sold it when it got there, because it's no fun to me after that. But to me, that's what it's all about, is you deciding what you want to build, and who gives a shit what anybody else on the planet thinks. Build your business and no one else's.
I love that. Build your business and no one else's. So how do I stay positive as an entrepreneur? You have a great chapter that talks about that.
Mm-hmm. So, and what I talk about is, it's about how to stay motivated, educated, keep learning. And so there are hundreds of ways to do it. And what I offer in the book are all the different ways to do it, because we all have our own formula. And so for some, it's watching YouTube videos. There's a million hours of motivational material. There's a million hours of educational materials for entrepreneurs about building businesses. And so if that's your thing, watching videos, that's a great way for you to stay educated, stay motivated. Reading books, I give a list of my recommended reading. It's also on the website, so you can look at that for free on the website, e-leap.com. But reading books, so I've always been a book reader. I'm amazed that when I look back at my last 30 years and the hundreds and hundreds of books that I read, how they've shaped my thinking, my philosophies. They keep me motivated. They give me ideas. Just like you read my book and you had an aha moment. You're reading this book about a completely different topic and you got an aha moment. Well, that's what happens. And so I do it through reading. Mentors can help keep you motivated. Masterminds can keep you motivated. Taking classes. So again, there's so many different ways. Listening to motivational speakers. You just have to decide your formula for staying motivated. Then the other thing too, in my 20s, back then it was cassette tapes to date myself. But you know, it's like Earl Nightingale's The Strangest Secret, okay? And Les Brown's You Deserve. I listened to those two cassette tapes hundreds of times. And you can listen to them now for free on YouTube. So mm-hmm. I strongly urge every listener to go listen to Earl Nightingale's The Strangest Secret. Earl Nightingale is the godfather of motivation. He's the original motivator. And that tape, The Strangest Secret, which is now, that content is being retaught and reproduced many different ways. That's the original source material, other than like the Bible or something. But it is so powerful about how we become what we think about. And so anyways, there's just so much information out there. You just got to go out and access it.
So one of your books really helped me feel better about what I was feeling. And that's when I'm forgetting the exact book. I don't want to say it wrong, but it talks about the visionary.
Yeah. The rocket implementer. Fuel. Rocket fuel is what you're talking about.
Rocket fuel. Yeah. And so when I read it, it was like this relief came over me, because everyone in the organization felt I was weird and I was dealing with this. Should I try to be more like them? But when I read that, it's like, oh, it's okay to be me.
Hear, hear. And on that, you know, so again, that book is called Rocket Fuel. And what that book is teaching is this concept that if you score 90 or higher on the Entrepreneur in the Making assessment, and you take your leap and you start your business, as you build your business as an entrepreneur, I consider your role what I call a visionary, okay? And so I've coined this term visionary. and integrator. Okay. And so as a visionary entrepreneur, you are wild and crazy, and you have all those strengths and all those weaknesses we've talked about. Well, in the chapter on the 9 stages of building your business in this book, I talk about how every visionary at some point on their journey of growth needs to find and counterbalance themselves with what I call an integrator. And an integrator is a very different role, sometimes known as general manager, COO, president. But this is someone who's the yin to your yang. And they are basically the person that harmoniously integrates the business and executes the plan for you to free you up to continue to grow the organization. And so you're the visionary. If you score 90 or higher, you need an integrator at some point in your journey. And that's what Rocket Fuel teaches, is the A to Z and understanding that, assessing that, how to find that, and ultimately how to build that. And then I teach a little bit of it in this book, Entrepreneurial Leap.
Yeah, so that integrator is like one of your most important decisions. It can be a make or break for you. Sure. And so it's like something that is so important, but for you to realize it first, then start to position yourself to take advantage of that, that's a real key to success. I bet those invisible success stories, that in some part of their story, that day that they identified their integrator, the right one, was one of the days that they really started to take off and get momentum.
And you know, we have 100,000 companies running on EOS, and we EOS implementers have taken 10,000 companies through the process. I can assure you there's at least 8,000 stories like that. We hear them every single day. It is transformative for a visionary the day they put their integrator in place.
So Gino, this has been an awesome conversation. And so just so everybody knows, I have an exclusive YouTube part where we talked with Gino and we got his answer to how to be taken seriously as a young entrepreneur. That's a big thing. There's a lot going on there. So to learn what Gino's answer is, you need to go to our YouTube channel and hear that. So Gino, you've got 6 books. You sold over 1 million copies. Your latest one is Entrepreneurial Leap. You're helping, your mission is to get 1 million entrepreneurs teed up and heading in the right direction. But what's the one question that in all these interviews you do, you never get asked, but you want to answer?
Wow, that's a good one. Wowza. Which one do I pick? You know, I guess I'll pick something that I'm quite passionate about. And, you know, my wish for everyone is that as soon as possible in life, you get comfortable in your own skin and let your freak flag fly. Okay. And so I got to come up with the right word here so that I can make sense, but it's palatable, the insecurity that exists in the world. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame and it's sad and it's heartbreaking because it's a bunch of people being judged and feeling judged and not truly being themselves. And for me, I mean, it took me to like 42. I'm 53 and I don't give 2 shits what anybody thinks about me. And it is fucking freeing. So you can edit out all the swearing. I love to swear. But you know, I think of my insecure self at 18. And I think of all these people. But man, the day you give yourself the freedom to just be yourself, know thyself, go on a journey of self-discovery, take assessment tools, read books, know who you are top to bottom, and just freely be that in the world, you'll be happier, you'll accomplish more, you'll attract more of the people that you want to attract to you. And you'll repel all the ones that you don't want around you, because what you're doing in most cases is you're trying to be all things to all people, and you're going to die miserable in that formula. So that's the question I wish everybody would ask me.
And as you're talking, as you're saying that, I'm thinking about, you know, your book is perfect for all these people that have been in a job. They've been doing their best to pay their bills, take care of their family, but they've had this entrepreneur desire lurking in them. And then all of a sudden this past year, things changed. They lost their job. they realize that this, the writing's on the wall, that they can't continue on in this certain position. And this is a potential solution for them that maybe they've not considered or been avoiding.
Yeah. And when I say that, you know, let your freak flag fly and be yourself, I'm talking to the accountant, the police officer, the nurse, the mom, the dad. In other words, this isn't about entrepreneurship. This is about be you. And imagine if everyone was just freely 100% themselves. I just think it'd be a better world. And so you're asking, what question do I wish people would ask? You know, it's like, what is the greatest piece of advice you would give a person? You know, so if that was the question I would ask, if I were asked, that's the answer I would give.
I love it. Thank you, Gino. Gino, you've been an awesome guest on the ROI Online podcast. Where do people need to connect with you? What do they need to, where can they get the book? Tell us all that information, please.
Yeah, you bet. So the epicenter of all things Entrepreneurial Leap is the website, e-leap.com. There you will find that free assessment. You can download a free chapter of the book. I certainly hope you buy the book. Mm-hmm. But everything is there. 1-2-3 roadmap, the My Biz Match, the My Vision Clarifier, and a whole bunch of other tools and resources. We put out a video every single week. I write an article every other week. But the other thing I would suggest too and offer up is, the way I'm building this model, it's a passion project. And so the mission is to impact 1 million entrepreneurs in the making. And so what I'm doing is I'm joining forces with what I call collaborators. Yeah. And collaborators are anyone out there in the world that are teaching, coaching, guiding, helping, mentoring entrepreneurs in the making. And what I do is I give them all of my content for free to freely teach in the world. No money exchanges hands, no content, no contracts. And all I ask in return is you give credit where credit is due. And so if anyone out there is interested in becoming a collaborator, click on the Become a Collaborator button on the website, and you'll learn all about what that means if that's something that, you know, is in your area of passion. Other than that, everything's there at the website.
Well, that's in our area of passion, and this is kind of our first little mini reveal. We're spinning up what's called the ROI University, and it's a place for entrepreneurs to come connect with other like-minded people and find their resources like the eLeap material. I did fill out the information to become a collaborator, and that's some stuff that we would like to share as well. So, Gino, we're on the same page, brother.
Love it, Steve. Love it.
All right. And that's a wrap.
Thanks for listening to another fun episode of the ROI Online Podcast. For more, be sure to check out the show notes of this episode and feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn, where we can chat and I can help direct you to the resources you're searching for. To learn more about how you can grow your business better, be sure to pick up your copy of my book, The Golden Toilet, at surprise.thegoldentoilet.com. I'm Steve Brown, and we'll see you next week on another fun episode of the ROI Online Podcast.